We take medicine and it relieves a headache, lowers our temperature, or frees us from pain. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some remedy for fear which would deliver us from it? Well, the good news is there is a remedy for fear. Wouldn't it be wonderful if there was a prescription which would deliver us from fear? We take medicine and it relieves a headache, lowers our temperature, or frees us from pain. Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if there was some remedy for fear which would deliver us from it? Well, the good news is there is a remedy for fear. There are 5 rules which, if followed, will deliver you from the bondage which fear brings. They are biblical principles. They come from God Himself, and they are certainly effective if they are followed. So let's review those 5 principles. 1, when you are fearful, remember that God loves you. Since He loves you, He is devoted to take care of you. Suppose you're faced with a situation you cannot handle. You see no solution for the problem. You feel totally alone and unable to cope. Then turn your thoughts to God. Remind yourself, God loves me. He is taking care of me. I can trust Him to help me through this trial. What a comfort and assurance that will bring to your mind. I remember the testimony of the Apostle John when he wrote, "We have known and believed the love that God hath to us." Now that means we have come to understand, to know by experience, and trust the Lord that God has loved us and does love us. Such an assurance will deliver us from fear. So, assure your heart, saying, "I will see this situation through successfully, for the God who loves me is watching over me." Say with confidence, "I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation." 2, when you are fearful, remember that God dwells in you. He is not only with you, He is within you. When you trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit of God moved within your spirit and He has lived there ever since. He will continue to live the life of God in you until you are in His presence in heaven. So here's a testimony from 1 John chapter 4. God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. Hereby we know that we dwell in Him and He in us, because He has given us of His Spirit. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him and he in God. What a basis for assurance and what a remedy for fear. Now, since God dwells in you, He is always with you. You face no situation alone. He is present, concerned, and ready to help you. Make the testimony of Hebrews 13, 5 and 6 your testimony. God has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you," so that we can boldly say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do to me." You see, God in one person is a majority in any situation. So say with the Apostle Paul, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." If I knew Jesus Christ was in the next room praying for me, I would not be afraid to face 10,000 foes alone. But much better than that, He is living His life in me and making His strength available to me. I will not fear. 3, when you are fearful, express the love of God through you. Now Romans 5:5 informs us that the love of God is broadcast in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who lives in us. The love of God Himself, divine love, is in our hearts. But what does our showing the love of God to others have to do with dealings with our fears? Well, I think 2 things. First, it will take attention off ourselves and place it on others, and that'll help us forget our fears. And secondly, it will remind us of God's love toward us and give us assurance in the face of our fears. 1 John chapter 4, verses 18 to 21 repeats a single theme over and over. God loves us. His love resides in us, and His love can be expressed to others through us. Now, He does not love us merely to make us loved, but to make us loving. Have you tried to express the love of God, not just human affection, to people about you? If so, you have discovered how it delivers you from your worries and fears. It gives you an assurance that nothing else will. So when you are fearful, remind yourself, God loves me. His love is given to me. I can love others as He loves me. And that'll give you a surprising assurance. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. Number four, when you are fearful, think of God more than you think of your fears. Fill your mind with the thoughts of God. You'll find your heart strangely strengthened by that. I love the testimony of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. In the time of trouble, He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Now that's beautiful, isn't it? Reverence for God, which is called the fear of the Lord in the Bible, is the key to release from the fear of man or the circumstances of earth. Fill your mind with thoughts of God, and you'll be delivered from fears. And number five, when you are fearful, cast your fears on the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 reads in the King James Version, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Now listen to how other translators express the idea. Moffat says, let all your anxieties fall upon Him. Williams choosing the wording, cast every worry upon Him. Knox has said, throw back on Him the burden of all your anxiety. But I think the Amplified Bible expands the wording in an effort to gather up the whole meaning most beautifully when it says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on Him, for He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Oh, glory! How He cares for you and me. Why should we ever be fearful, since our blessed Lord cares for us? Will you resolve to be done with worries, anxieties, and fears? Will you offer them to God as a spiritual sacrifice, giving up the right to hold them anymore? Oh, it'll take an act of the will to make that surrender, and it will take a repeated act of the will to lay them at His feet each time fears arise. But that's the way to spiritual victory over your fears. I urge you to make practical and personal application of this study to your own life. Do not continue in fear. Do not be upset by anxieties. Surrender yourself and your circumstances to God, knowing that He cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. And what time you are afraid, trust in God. Dear Father, this has been a most rewarding study that we have pursued. And we have learned what it means to trust and what it means to fear. Now teach us more and more as we grow toward maturity in Christ that we can trust You with all situations under all circumstances. And now without fear but in joyous resignation, we give our lives into Your hands in the name of our Savior. Amen.